This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Busy Friday. Glad to have you listening. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we're going to have our hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. We'll tell you what we've got cooking. We certainly want to see what you guys have working for the weekend. Also today, we're going to start our pick segment, guys. And we're going to do this at around 4:20 today. All of the members of this program, Mike and I, Chris, Turtle, Bo Morgan, Squid Billy, we all will pick 3 games against the spread. We'll keep score. We'll have some fun with this throughout the course of the season. If you want to ride with one of us, Team Dukes, Team Bell, Team Turtle, Team Squid, you can do that. But we're going to do that every Friday at around 4:20 because, you know, we always pick games and we talk about it. But Squid's like, we need to do it and keep score. Okay, fine. Let's keep score. So we're going to do that around 4:20 today, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, the key is we pick 2 NFL games, and then you get your bonus game, right? It can be college. It can be whatever you want. So I know that, you know, Chris and I and Bo and I always have these conversations. Oh, I really like this team. Mike and I talk about it on the air, and he just told you last night. Didn't you go Redskins or, excuse me, Washington football team?
I went with the under. As a matter of fact, I had a meme that I posted. I guess a meme, it's just a photo of my dog. But I looked at it. I had 2 treats, Carl. I had 2 snossages in each hand. And one I had the thumb up, and the other had the thumb down, right hand. He went for the thumb down. I took that to mean let's take the under. So I bet the under last night. And, you know, scientific process here. So I got the photos up at Mike Belly's. I know I'm one of those dog people. I post a lot of dog photos. So I got a picture of Mike going, take the under. It's 40 and a half. And then fast forward to the end of the game. Bad dog. No snossages this weekend. Your treat privileges are over. But, yeah, last night the game exceeded all expectations. A lot of excitement. A lot of controversy, too, because now a lot of people are looking at the video of the snap where the Giants interior lineman was offsides. And some are saying, wait a minute, not so fast. The ball was snapped by Cameron Cheeseman, the long snapper for the Washington football team. And some guys are saying, wait a minute, Carter was in offsides. And that he actually just was a quick, fast twitch muscle, and he reacted to the ball being snapped. So maybe Joe Judge got screwed last night.
Home cooking?
I mean, it's a split-second call. He looked offsides on the replay when I saw it last night, but they've got that. But the end zone angle with the super close-up really does kind of say, wait a minute, that might not have happened.
A great game last night, 29-27, and the Giants made plenty of mistakes. Our picks, by the way, brought to you by Ingles, our picks of the week. And when we talk about Ingles, guys, low prices, love the savings. That will come your way at around 4:20.
Wait, so, you got a book you didn't know the score because it's now 30-29. Giants covered that 3. They were getting that 3. Yeah,
30, I'm sorry. 30, yeah. I'm sorry. 29-27 when the Giants and Heinicke got the ball back.
Right.
I apologize. Yes, 30-29. And then they go down the field and Heinicke sets them up for that game-winning field goal. So,
By the way, how about the Slayton drop on a pass? And now some are saying, well, Daniel Jones overthrew him. I've always thought, Carl, in the NFL, if the ball gets you in both hands, you got to catch the football, right?
You do. It was a blown. That was just blatant, wide open. He's wide open, and he didn't bring it in. So, but again, I think the Daniel Jones run down the sidelines, holding call, and that play was the difference in the game. Literally, if you score both plays there, this is not a game. Washington is trying to fight back. They weren't necessarily moving the ball like you expected them to. I mean, Heineke made a great throw in the end zone on that last touchdown, but I think that was the biggest mistakes of the game.
Yeah, that high point throw, and first off, a beautiful catch in the end zone. That was beautiful. Lawrence was offsides. I said Carter. Lawrence was offsides. And when he threw the pick, it was just, you got to tip your cap to the Giants. You know, DB read the route, jumped it. But, you know, Heineke's just he's a great story. You know, Daniel Jones, I mean, you see why he was drafted where he was drafted. I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. You know, you wonder if the Giants is going to really screw up and mess up his, I don't know, his development if they keep going through coaches like this, because I'm still not sure Joe Judge is going to keep his job after this season.
There was controversy after that play, too, boys, with the holding call, because Bo's boy, Kadarius Toney, out of Florida, was supposed to be in on that play, but he got benched, and then he took to social media not pleased with the coach's decision.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? All of that will get worked out. Ron Rivera, by the way, what you saw last night in Heineke is the reason why they're not bringing in Cam Newton. So, for whatever it's worth, you can say he's not that good. I actually like the energy he brings. Listen, he just hadn't played a lot in the NFL. So, you know, he's getting the taste of it. But last year, Mike, when they played the Bucs in that playoff game, it was kind of his coming out party. Speaking of that, let's get to the NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. All right, let's hear from Ron Rivera. What was his message to his quarterback on that game-winning drive?
Specific to Taylor, what was your message to him there on that last two-minute drill?
Don't screw it up. No, it was all we had to do was get in the field goal position. You know, we felt we had a good shot at it, and you know, we got that opportunity.
Here's another thing, Mike. Mm. When they get the pick, I'm talking about the Giants.
Right.
They don't score a touchdown. They had to settle for a field goal. That was another big moment in this game.
And I know, Chris, you mentioned Kadarius Toney was upset. Was it Galladay who was screaming at Daniel Jones on the sideline too?
Yeah.
And so maybe he felt that there was a situation on that drive that he maybe needed to get the rock. But, yeah, so it's just a lot of things, man. Pressure, baby. So nobody wants to start the season 0-2. I mean, it's amazing how just the one game changes the narrative. For now, Washington's in the mix, and now the Giants are they're grasping at straws. They got an injury now to the offensive line. So, yeah, man, that's why for the Falcons, we'll just move it up real quick to us. I don't expect us to beat Tampa Bay. I mean, I'm trying to be as patient as possible, Carl, and look at it as a four game. Like, remember how we used to divide this? I said yesterday, like quarters of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you'll get, I think, four games if you want to start killing Arthur Smith. But man, Falcon fans, I still can't believe the toxicity on the text line even today about this thing.
I told you, we didn't get distracted. That's right. The problem.
There was nothing to feel good about from that game. That's the problem.
We didn't get distracted. And because of it, you're still focused on what we are not, at least in your mind right now. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. I think one of the big games on Sunday is going to be obviously Chiefs and Ravens. Lamar Jackson, MVP. Patrick Mahomes, MVP. And the only problem is one guy's never beat the other guy, and that is Lamar Jackson. So Sammy Watkins, who's now with Lamar, Mike, was asked about this and talking about the MVPs playing each other. Listen to what he says.
I just think, you know, it's time for him to take that next hump and try to get a win. I hope this team and we prepare and the coach prepare to do our best to try to, you know, will a win for the organization and him.
So he's talking about the lack of success Lamar has had against specifically Patrick Mahomes. Now, it's not one-on-one. We know that. It's not basketball. But with these quarterbacks, you look at that and you go, well, he hadn't beaten him. Meanwhile, Chiefs are pretty good, and we know that, and they're good in September. So I don't know what happens. And then you come off the loss last week with the Ravens and the way they lost, Mike. They could start 0-2, and a lot of people were picking them to win that division.
Well, the Ravens have got so many injuries. You saw the offensive line issues and how that went down in the Raider game. We've already talked about all their running backs, and you know, they activated Latavius Murray. Still haven't activated. Sorry, I should say Devontae Freeman. Still haven't activated Le'Veon Bell. So it's just, to me, I think Lamar. I think it'll be a lot like the Raider game. I think Lamar Jackson will make some plays. He'll have some wow moments, but I think the Chiefs are going to win by 10 points.
Yeah. By the way, we talked about Hard Knocks. So they announced it last night. Did you hear this?
Yeah. Now, are we going to go by just one team season by season? What's the new plan?
I think that's how it's going to work. So Hard Knocks will now include a team, all right, that has undergone many changes since the retiring of Andrew Luck, and we're talking about the Colts. That's who the NFL has announced that is going to be on the in-season edition of Hard Knocks. And we mentioned this. In recent years, they've had, you know, the Amazon-produced show. It was called All or Nothing. But we love Hard Knocks. We know what you're going to get. But now you get the in-season version of this. And this year, it's going to be the Colts. So I guess, Mike, every year it'll change. But this gives you another something to watch if you want to check it out. And you don't have to be a Colts fan. But, again, that behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on. And if they go deep in the playoffs, it's going to be interesting to see how Frank Reich handles everything and how Carson Wentz is handling that locker room.
Right. And what? And now get to see what Carson Wentz is, you know, behind the scenes. Because a lot of, you know, again, Philadelphia is, you know, it's a meat grinder. And it was for Carson Wentz. The media picked up on things in that locker room. And not everybody thought he was a leader or was respected in that locker room. So I love it when things are weird, you pick up on it immediately, like the Browns season a couple of years ago when you realize that Hugh Jackson, right, was completely over his head. Yeah. That you had like this whole – you had like people plotting to take his job and the assistant coaches. You know, so much dysfunction in that organization at that time. Cowboys, I got to be honest with you, it was just so – It was almost like a promotional video for the Cowboys. It was just, I didn't really get anything out. I mean, don't get me wrong. Other than you and me loving that steady shot with the drone going to that unbelievable what do they call it, the star, right, in
yep.
Frisco?
Yep.
But that was really didn't get much. Other than Jerry Jones kind of becomes a sympathetic figure at this stage, which is, I thought that would be impossible, right? He wants to win so bad, and you just get the feeling now they lose to Marcus Lawrence with the foot injury. They've already got another lineman down. They just got – Cowboys just cannot catch a break. And now we look at the Ravens. Injuries can sideline you. One or two things like a lineman like the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl, they were able to next man up. But there's some injuries, Carl, that just become insurmountable, kind of like what happened to the Falcons defense in 18.
Yeah, you can't overcome that because you don't have – it isn't next man up.
One guy is one thing. You get five guys, that's another thing, unless you're Nick Saban in Alabama.
Correct, but you can recruit that way and have guys of equal talent sitting on the bench. NFL, you can't pay guys of equal talent to sit on the bench.
Right. Plus, 53-man roster. You have 80 guys to pull
That's
from.
Right. Right. That's right. Hey, man, Mike brought this up the other day. He asked me the question, do you think Eric Bieniemy is interested in the USC job? He wants to be a head coach. We think he should be. Should have been a head coach already in the NFL. Mike, he was asked about this. Quote, I am where my feet are. He said this yesterday. As they prepare for the Sunday night game against the Ravens, which we were just talking about, he says, quote, when it's all said and done, I am focused on the task at hand. I'm not worried about anything. Where my name is being mentioned, my job right now is to make sure that we're preparing for this weekend's opponent. If USC reached out to me right now, my answer would be, I'm preparing for this team to play against the Baltimore Ravens. That's how I roll.
Yeah, man, I'd love to see this guy get a job in the pros. We've always, you and I have been lobbying for this dude like so many other people have, for what it's worth, because he's got the pedigree. He's been there. Now, he has coached as an offensive coordinator for his alma mater, Colorado, so he has been on the recruiting trail.
Yep.
But, you know, the idea of, you know, that whole grind, it's such a different, completely different discipline than being an NFL head coach. But still, USC is tremendous. He could go there and do some great things and still get to the NFL. But he's 50, so he's got to decide pretty quickly, right? And
yeah.
But I think he gets hired this year. I think this is the year he gets hired in the NFL.
I do, too. And it's interesting you bring up the age because, again, guys don't decide that. Owners decide that.
Right.
Owners decide to hire 32-year-old guys who may or may not be ready and don't have any coordinator experience while these guys have been grinding for years. So that was the argument, right, this offseason about some of these guys.
He's 52, by the way. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, and again, you get in the league. At that point, Mike, you're going to make plenty of money, right? It's not about. It's like David Culley. David Culley's been in the league for 30 years. He's made a really good living. Now he's making head coach money. But the thing is, you want to sustain that. You know, you want to be a guy that sticks around. And so once Bieniemy gets his shot, I just think he feels like if you go to college, Mike, you could be 3 years and out, and now you're working your way back to the NFL, and you might not just be seen as a head coach anymore.
I'm right. I mean, you're right. There is a window. It's a finite amount of time. Hey, we talked about the Cowboys' injuries. What else is going on with the Ravens? The Packers have an outside linebacker on IR with a back issue. Green Bay, are they going to bounce back, by the way? Could you look any worse than they looked against the Saints?
So let me ask you this. They're a double-digit favorite against the Lions. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think the Lions maybe surprised some people how many points they scored against the 49ers and how good Goff looked. So we'll see. I mean, the Lions think they can run the football. Penei Sewell had a great debut for Detroit.
All right, guys, coming up, we're going to talk some baseball. Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey.com insider, is going to join us. We'll ask him about the Braves. This road trip is critical. It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's talk some baseball with our buddy Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey.com MLB insider. Join the show, guys, and it's presented by BetQL. Get access and data and insight to the sports books they don't want you to see. Be smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app and visit BetQL.com today. Tony, good to have you back on the show, man. Lots going on. The countdown is on, obviously, to the end of the season. I want to ask you about these long road trips and how to maneuver, because here we are with the Braves. They've got 11 games here, 11 of the next 13, I think, on the road, starting tonight in San Francisco. Then, you know, you go to Arizona, and then you go to San Diego before coming back home, and you might come back home, Tony, and have to play the Phillies to decide this division. How do you manage these road trips, and how important are they here at the end of the season?
Well, I mean, this is just bad timing, right? I mean, you hope that you don't have a road trip like this where you have no off days and it's a three-city trip. Those can be taxing. I've seen it firsthand with the Padres. And it becomes really about getting good quality starting pitching, I think, ultimately, right? Because over that many games with no off days, you got to try to cover as many innings as you can. If you don't, you may hold up for half of that road trip, but eventually guys start to fatigue, and that's when you can run into trouble. So I think you just got to, when you get on road trips like this, having good starting pitching and guys throwing the ball well goes a long way to you being able to kind of maneuver on a long road trip like this.
Yeah, we got the good guys going for the Bravos, starting with Ian Anderson, what we perceive to be the better guys, Charlie Morton, and then we get Max Fried. We took two out of three from the Giants, and I know the last time we had you on, Tony, I was like, I'm not buying the Giants. They lost two in a row. Still think the Dodgers are going to win this division, but how do you see the West playing out, man?
I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, I've seen – we've just recently played both teams, and the Dodgers seem to be playing their better baseball right now. Giants are playing good baseball too. I mean, shoot, they had been on a winning streak there before losing the other night to the Padres. The Padres were desperate. They needed those two wins, something crazy. So listen, I still think the Dodgers will win. I think the Dodgers will catch them, but I won't be surprised at all at this point if the Giants hang on and end up winning this division.
Ohtani to miss a scheduled start, arm soreness. Let's just say they shut him down. Still your MVP? Nothing changes, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's still his. It may not be unanimous anymore. I mean, now you can make some legitimate cases that Vlad could get it if he continues to play the way he has. But I think ultimately this is Shohei Ohtani's award, and I would be stunned if it didn't go to him.
Yeah, I mean, he was the story, but you're right. Though Vlad is on this. I mean, a triple crown is a triple crown. I would think that would even though Shohei is the show, a triple crown's got to be the MVP, right?
I don't know. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Ted Williams was a triple crown and didn't win the MVP.
Yeah, so, but he was like the antithesis of your dad. The media hated him.
Maybe so, but a triple crown is a triple crown. So it wouldn't be anything new if somebody were to get a triple crown like Vlad and him not winning, especially under this particular circumstance.
All right. So while we're talking about awards, National League Cy Young, is it Bueller? Bueller, is he the guy? Walker Bueller?
Man, if you'd asked me about a month ago, I would have said this is Bueller's award. But the way Max Scherzer has pitched since he's been acquired by the Dodgers, he's starting to make some serious noise for it. I mean, I think it'll come down to those two guys. I do. And it seemed, and in his last, I think, three starts, Bueller hadn't been, you know, as good, whereas Max seems to be getting better as the season goes on. But I don't know. I think this is a toss-up right now. I really do. The way Max Scherzer has pitched since he's put that Dodgers uniform on, I don't know that there's been anybody better.
They've won all eight of his starts since he was acquired. 0.88 ERA and a 0.67 whip for Scherzer. He's been dominant, point blank, guys. I mean, I know we're not watching a lot of the Dodgers, but to Tony's point, this guy's been shut down good. And we didn't see this when he was with the Nats. We watched him, you know, time and time again. It's like he went there and got re-energized, man. And it's been a different dude.
That's That's exactly right. I mean, we saw him in Los Angeles. Now he got 3,000, or the day he got 3,000, and he had a perfect game going through that game. And I thought it was happening. I really, really did, the way he was throwing the baseball. He ended up not getting it. Osmer ended up breaking it up, but he has pitched like that. And I saw him once. The Padres saw him twice as a National. He is a completely different guy. I think there's no doubt he's been re-energized. And he's making these type of starts in games that actually matter for the Dodgers. They're trying to win that division.
Right. It is our man Tony Gwynn Jr., guys, our Odyssey baseball expert here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Carl mentioned the road trip, West Coast swing. Unfortunately, a few weeks ago, Tony, we were talking about like a six-man rotation to save some arms, and now we're just trying to find four guys who can do the job. I know that with the Braves, we've had the relief pitchers and kind of come and go. I mean, do you look at this team the way we're constructed right now? And offensively and defensively, we are so loaded. We're hoping we get the DH next year. But do you look at us and say it's kind of like last year, we're going to conk out because of pitching in Atlanta?
I mean, but you can say that about all the teams, right? I mean, if the Braves are not the only team that if bullpen don't hold up or, you know, get going, they have the ability to get beat. But I think for the Braves, they have once they get in and everything resets, mm-hmm. I just see them as a different team. And, you know, right now you're trying to hold off a divisional opponent that's chasing you in the Phillies that are playing pretty good baseball. And as you said, you could very well be having to, in that last series after this road trip, decide that division. So I think once you get in, I truly think it kind of resets itself. And this team will look much like it looked last year in the playoffs.
It is Tony Gwynn Jr., guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell for his weekly visit as we talk MLB with Tony. All right, a couple of things as we just talk about what's been going on. You know, the All-Star game is set. I'm just curious, what's your favorite park? What was your favorite park when you played? And then and maybe you traveled with Dad and you went to some of these parks growing up. I don't know. But what was your favorite place to play? Because Seattle is going to get the 2023 All-Star game.
Well, if you ask me my favorite place to play, that would be different. I enjoy playing in Minnesota the few times we went, just from a hitting standpoint. You see the baseball so well. In terms of stadiums
that was before the outdoor stadium, though, right? The new stadium, that was the old stadium?
No, I'm talking about the new stadium.
Okay.
I played in the old stadium, too, in college, and that one, that was an interesting. It was an adventurous time in the outfield sometimes with that, with that white roof.
Where
but
is it?
in terms of some of my favorite stadiums, I always enjoy going to Seattle. I really did. So they'll do a good job with the All-Star game. But there are a bunch of places I enjoy going. I enjoy going to Jacobs. I enjoy going to old New York, Boston. I had a lot of favorites when I was playing.
Does anybody like playing down there in Tampa Bay?
I don't think so.
No, because you mentioned trying to pick the baseball up at the Metrodome, and everyone says you can even hit like scaffolding, or you can hit like the roof up there or down there in Tampa Bay.
I know from a hitting standpoint, Old Turner or the Turner, the last stadium they were just in, right. That was one of my favorites too. All of the lights were centered around home plate, so it was just like a big bright spotlight hitting in that stadium.
Let me ask you a question about Mike Trout. We know how good he is. It looks like he's going to be shut down probably for the season as well.
Yeah.
Does he get frustrated and want out and want to go somewhere where he can win? I know he's made a lot of money. But, you know, Tony, at some point, he's now 30. I mean, Mike Trout's now 30, and we're going, damn, okay, is he going to go to a winning team? Do you think he tries to force his way out of there?
I have a hard time believing that he would. He hasn't shown any, given us any signs to think that that's something he would do at this point. I know he's getting older. You haven't heard any rumblings about him wanting to get out of there. I think he's hopeful that the Angels will do what's necessary to make it a winning team. They have pieces. It's not like they don't got guys there that can make it happen. They just have seemingly not been able to address the pitching year in and year out. And so, and then this year, the injuries certainly didn't help. I mean, you're missing Rendon, Upton's been in and out of the lineup. So there's a lot of different pieces that go on there. I can't speak for Mike Trout, but it doesn't seem like they're that far off. It just seems like they just got to make the right decisions in terms of who to bring in or help that starting staff.
Got about a minute left with Tony Gwynn Jr., guys, and we had the general manager of the Braves on, Tony, Alex Anthopoulos, and Freddie Freeman is 32, and Carl thinks it's going to be a four-year or a five-year. That's going to be the holdup, but we think it's $30 million a year. That'd be like $150. What about a guy like Freddie when we get the designated hitter? I mean, do you see these guys? Is it too cliche to say these guys can all be DHs, or is there an art to it? Because we've got a team, if we do get the DH, Freddie included, that seems like a really nice fit for him.
Yeah, I mean, certainly these guys have the makeup to be a DH, but there are guys who struggle doing the DH thing. There are guys that like to be involved in the game, other than just the offensive side. But certainly, I mean, Freddie possesses everything you would want in a designated hitter. How will he adapt to that? I don't know. I tend to believe guys like him will figure it out somehow, some way. That's why they're as valuable as they are.
You give him the big contract?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think he takes care of his body. There's nothing to say that thus far in his career that he hasn't or that he wouldn't. I like his stroke at the plate. I think that's the type of swing that you can maintain a long time. As you naturally get older and your body starts to break down, I think his swing is one that you can replicate for a while.
Tony, it's good to have you on as always, man. Have a great weekend. We'll be talking with you next week. And as a matter of fact, our Braves will be out there taking on the Padres. So with this long road trip again, guys, presented by BetQL. BetQL here to help us all make better bets. That is through real proven analytics. Tony, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
All right, you guys have a good one as well.
All right, man.
Great stuff from him. Braves start that trip tonight. We're going to talk more about that coming up as we go around the yard. Corey Miller is on the way. We're going to talk with him about South Carolina and what to expect Saturday. Now, Kirby, you know, still has not designated a starter, Mike, for this game, and we don't know what the situation is going to be with quarterback for the Dogs, but Corey Miller is going to fill us in at 4 o'clock. Coming up next, though, Yeah Man, No Man. It's the Tailgate at Home edition. Hey, guys, let's get to it. You know what the weekend means for us. Hashtag tailgate at home. Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. Normally, we're talking about a variety of things and, you know, having some fun. And we do this because, again, for those who are new to the show, Mike, I think, you know, we just don't take for granted. Everybody understands or knows what's going on. But during the pandemic, we started this, and it's turned into something that everyone really enjoys. And I think more and more people, you know, even going back to work and doing the things that we're doing now, Mike, more and more people are cooking at home and enjoying, you know, barbecuing and tailgating and all the things we enjoy. So we said, let's keep this going. And we have, and we appreciate all the great sponsors that have jumped on board as well. So we send out pictures. You guys send us your pictures. Find us. Here are the tags, guys. It's hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. It's Mike Bell ATL. Put them up. See Dukes. Mike Conti, 929, and Squidbilly 929. We've been doing this for now over a year or so, and it's been fun. So with that, I want to bring in Bo. Bo, what's going on this Friday, my man?
I'm looking at this orange thing out there right now, a little sun peeking through. So maybe we'll get a little bit dry. It's great. Beautiful day to have your smoker going. And, you know, of course, it's a Friday. I do have mine going because, look, I'm leaving town tomorrow. You know, I'm going down to Tampa Bay, so I got to get some food cooked. I went by the store the other day, and I found a nice little 9-pound brisket just sitting there on sale. And I said, hey, why not? Why not do a brisket?
Wasn't that a Prince song, Carl? Little 9-pound brisket.
Little
9-pound brisket.
It should have been.
So, yeah, I got the brisket rolling. My normal rub, I'm just doing a little bit of spray, keeping it moist. Got a little. I can't believe it's not butter going on every other hour. And then my other little secret sauce I spray on. And the neighbors doing some beans and some homemade mac and cheese. And it's going to be a brisket festival. I can't wait. I love a good piece of brisket. Anytime you go to a new barbecue spot, if they nail the brisket, everything else on the menu is good because, to me, that's one of the toughest things to nail when it comes to smoking meat.
By the way, I did the Porterhouse on because over the weekend we partied too much and I never got around to it. So Monday Night Football, I did that Porterhouse steak. And
how big was it?
I mean, you know, you're supposed to, when you do, rec tech and everything, reverse sear and all that, I just said, let me just do it old-fashioned way, and I'll just do it on the Weber.
Okay.
And so, it was such a thick cut, I literally had to do squid almost like seven minutes on each side.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was big, but it came out perfect. Problem is, I never gave you the finished product, because Becky's like, let it rest. I'm like, no. In my mouth.
I was hungry.
I literally ate the thing, and then, of course, I got to gnaw on the T-bone, so he was loving life. But I will be doing more steaks on Sunday. But, yeah, I did the ribeye last week. But just real quick, for guys that are, especially for younger guys that are starting out, is Mike Conti on with us?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Mike, I mean, the hardest part is, I know that, you know, some guys feel that the meat thermometer is, like, cheating. I got to be honest with you. I think that's a godsend. I don't want to especially when you want to get the temperature right.
No, because the worst thing you can do is undercook it and then throw it back on, which is going to dry it out. Or overcook it and dry it out that way. So, no, I don't think it's cheating. I think it's the best way to get it right. If you think it's cheating, what you could do is get one of those thermopens and then try to time it out accordingly. And when you think it's done, you can hit it with a thermopen. I think those meter thermometers that hook into an app and tell you what the temperature is in real time is the best way to go. But, yes, some people do think it is a little unsportsmanlike.
Hey, so, for steaks, though, I do the thermopen. I just do the little quick hit and see where it's at and then go with it. That's me personally, just for steaks. But for a long smoke, there's no such thing as cheating. You do whatever you got to do.
Yeah, because the meat, the cut of meat, the size of it is so big, you want to make sure internally that you're getting it right. Speaking of Mike Conti, he is, I would say, the most courageous, you know, when you talk about this group as far as risking it and going out there and cooking and trying different things. And so people are always interested in what Conti's doing. Mike has said for over a year now, we need to open up Conti's, which is a restaurant. And then Mike Conti said his family was in that business. No, thank you. But what do you got going on this weekend, Mike?
You know, I've been on this turkey kick. Leanne is getting on me because I'm doing too much beef, and she's tired of the red meat. So she wants more variety. And I'm not a big fan. Like, chicken is fun. You can spatchcock a chicken and smoke it and all that. I love smoking turkey breast, bone in, bone out. I did a bone in a couple weeks ago. This past weekend, I did a boneless. And I'll tell you what, Buckhead Butcher Shop, I got to tip my cap to them. They had a 5-pound boneless turkey breast that they already slathered in that banner butter, the black gold barbecue butter. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And they had great advice. They said, don't worry about smoking it. Air fry it. Air fry it until it gets up to 165 degrees. I want to tell you, that was like, it was incredible how juicy it turned out to be in the air fryer. I think sometimes when you smoke it, it dries out a little bit. So that was a great tip. And that banner butter, that barbecue butter, it's going to give the appearance that the turkey breast is burned because it's, you know, it's solid black. It's like pumice, basically, lava soap. But in reality, no. It was just absolutely perfect, and the air frying was the difference. Excuse me. So, I think I'm reheating some leftovers tonight of that.
Oh, sounds great, guys. Again, this is our hashtag tailgate at home, Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. And hit us up, man. So many great pitchers come in, and it's week to week. Again, as the football season starts, and we've said this, you might not cook tonight. Maybe you're going to high school football. I am tonight. And then maybe you're going to do some college football tomorrow. Maybe you wait till Sunday before you send something. That's fine, guys. Or maybe tomorrow's your big day. Either way, it doesn't matter. We get pitchers, Mike, on Mondays coming off the weekend, and guys are are like, yeah, man, I'm cooking something today. So it doesn't matter. The timing is really irrelevant. It's just the fact that you guys are sharing and interacting with us, and that's what we love, and we do respond. Mike Conte, I do want to ask you, while we have you on, we had Jason on. I do want to get your take on this because our team, I'm talking about Atlanta United, is playing well. We're talking about cooking and tailgating, and there's no bigger tailgate and party than Atlanta United. So can we continue this tomorrow against DC United, in your opinion?
Yeah, a really big game. League's leading scorer, Ola Kamara, coming to town. 16 goals on the year. Had a hat trick in the first half Wednesday night at Chicago. I think it's going to be high scoring, wide open, and both teams really playing for a lot here because both are in playoff position right now but can tumble out very quickly if a couple losses get strung together. So I think it's going to be really interesting. Sounds like Miles Robinson's going to be out, which is not a great thing for Atlanta United going up against a player like Kamara. Potentially another big spot for George Campbell. It could be his third consecutive start tomorrow, and he might be the one who has to deal with that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Big match, and I hope the atmosphere reflects that at the stadium tomorrow.
I'm with you, Mike. I just thought, and Mike was there, Jason. And I don't blame the fans, Mike, because Wednesday nights are tough enough. Plus, you throw in the rain and Atlanta traffic. But it was about the same size crowd as we had at the Braves game that same night. So, and unfortunately, it was one of the most entertaining matches, Mike, as far as the quality and the excitement. So I just feel like the magic is back. So hopefully we'll pack it in on Saturday.
Yeah, it definitely feels good. This is the best they have played in at least 2 years. So really looking forward to this test tomorrow. Looking forward to all the college football tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
Yeah, Penn State, they got a big one, man. Yeah. Auburn, the whiteout at Penn State. I mean, that's going to be electric up there. Mike Conte, what's Penn State, by the way?
I saw Mike's tweet, Mike Conte, about anybody who's flying into Philly to go up to Happy Valley. Enjoy that road trip.
You should have asked me before you booked that ticket. Harrisburg, if you can. If not, Baltimore. That's the way to go. Baltimore is the short trip, and you don't hit a traffic light the whole way. If you're flying into Philly, if you're an Auburn fan going to the Atlanta airport right now and you're flying to Philly, have a great next 5 hours after you get off the plane because that drive is brutal. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a great game. I wish we would have more Big Ten versus SEC on campuses like we're going to have tomorrow night. It's going to be great.
All right, guys, and we got to wrap up. But I am before we do that, Bo. I'm gonna do some nachos this weekend.
Hey, nachos!
Layered nachos is gonna be part of my. I've been on this snack. Mike Conte's doing turkey. You know, he's been doing a lot of turkey stuff. I've been on these like football snack things that you know. So I did the Frito pie this week. I'm gonna try and do like layered nachos with a variety of different cheeses and layer that thing up, man, and put it in the oven for about 30 minutes. So I'm looking forward to that because it's been a while since I've done homemade nachos, avocado, jalapeno, all kind of different stuff on there. But we'll send the pictures out. So that's kind of my snacking thing. I think I'm going to do that on Saturday, Mike, as I'm watching a bunch of college football.
Nice. By the way, Squidbilly's got your puppy. If you're watching this, we are on Twitch, Twitch929. Squidbilly, I'm feeding the dog apple slices, okay? I've been criticized for feeding him too many bad things, sharing chicken wings with Ike the dog. So, Squid, what's your little puppy? That guy's a little adorable little puppy.
Yeah, that's her radio name is Sprinkles. She's in, you know, protective order. We don't want her, you know, her identity getting out there. Yeah, it's a little chihuahua. I bought that for Amy when we were in Buckhead as a birthday present. And, well, the dog spends a lot of time in my neck of the house. Let's just put it that way. She's down here a lot. So she'll set up shop and stare at me over my computer while I do the show. It's really amazing. Guys, don't forget, along with Buckhead Butcher Shop, Yeah Man, No Man, the tailgate edition is brought to you by Georgia Hemp Company. Back to school means back to focus. Save 20% online and in-store through September 26th at the Georgia Hemp Company at locations in Decatur, Sandy Springs, Woodstock, or the GeorgiaHempCompany.com. Hit up my guy Joe. He will take care of all your CBD needs. Chris, hit the music.
Nice. Oh, good crowd, good tune. Yeah, CBD oil, man. Carl, it's been a game changer for me, man.
I know. You've talked about your
quality
knee, right?
Quality of life, baby. Yeah, get on it.
Hey, man, we're going to talk some college football. Corey Miller, we'll head to South Carolina, talk with big Corey Miller about what to expect on Saturday. Dogs are heavy favorite, guys, but that doesn't mean that they're going to win by 50. They could, but
they probably will.
They might, but we'll hear what Corey Miller has to say as we talk some college football next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.